Caption: A home is destroyed by a Sierra Nevada crown fire. Crown fires do more than just destroy forests. They also threaten communities in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada. The number of residents in the Sierra Nevada doubled between 1970 and 1990. People must flee the area when wildfires are out of control. Some fires can take weeks to contain. Others may burn all season. They go out only when the weather changes. Of course, firefighters must always try to save people and homes first. Sometimes that means more acres of forest are destroyed. Although it is hard to believe, the evidence shows that putting out all fires can set the stage for destructive crown fires. Caption: In the United States, people cause 9 out of 10 wildfires. Feature box: Dry lightning. Many forest fires are started by dry lightning. A bolt of lightning can reach a temperature of more than 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 27,760 degrees Celsius. Dry lightning happens during summer thunderstorms in the Sierra Nevada. During these thunderstorms, the air is so dry that rainfall from the storm evaporates before it hits the ground. Since rain does not reach the ground and cannot dampen the fire, flames spread quickly once a fire starts. Dry lightning fires can be tricky to control. Many can start at one time. Also, windy, dry conditions allow the fires to spread. Hundreds of forest fires a year may be started by dry lightning. When weather forecasters see conditions developing that can lead to dry lightning, they issue what are called red flag alerts.